Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know, I was thinking about this thing we all experience, regret. Ever feel that knot in your stomach, that, what if, nagging at you? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you, you can break free from the shackles of regret and start living a more peaceful, fulfilling life? Today, we're diving deep into how to do just that, Stoicism style, folks. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism, Dylan. That sounds all ancient and, well, stuffy. But trust me, this isn't some dusty old philosophy book. It's about practical wisdom for everyday life. And when it comes to regret, Stoicism offers some serious game-changing tools. First up, let's get real. You can't change the past. I know, harsh truth, right? But seriously, dwelling on things you can't control is like trying to build a sandcastle in a hurricane, pointless and exhausting. Focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions to situations. That's where real power lies. Next, embrace the concept of amor fati, which means love of fate. It's about accepting everything that happens, both good and bad, as part of the bigger picture. Doesn't mean you have to like it all, heck. Sometimes life throws some curveballs, but instead of fighting against it, try to see the opportunity for growth within every challenge. Third, learn from your mistakes, big or small. We all screw up, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, view those missteps as valuable lessons. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? That's how you evolve and become stronger. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. Not just forgiving others, though that's important too, but also forgiving yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment is like holding a hot coal in your hand, it only burns you. Release the grip of past hurts and move forward with a lighter heart. Finally, remember this. You have the power to choose how you respond to anything life throws your way. You can choose bitterness or gratitude, fear or courage, regret or acceptance. It's your choice. Every single day, start fresh and choose wisely. Think about that last job interview. The one where, well, let's just say it didn't go as planned. Maybe you stumbled over your words, forgot an important detail, or just felt like the whole thing was a train wreck. Ever since then, you've replayed that moment in your head, analyzing every word, every gesture, wishing you could do it all over again? Maybe even feeling a little resentful towards yourself for messing up. Sound familiar? Here's the Stoic perspective. You can't change what happened in that interview, but you can choose how you respond to it now. Dwelling on the past won't change anything. Instead, take this opportunity to learn from the experience. What could you have done differently? How can you prepare better for your next interview? Use this as fuel to grow and become even more confident. Remember, every failure is a stepping stone towards success. It's all about perspective, folks. So, what are the key takeaways today? First, accept that the past is gone. No use crying over spilled milk. Second, focus your energy on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Third, learn from your mistakes and view them as opportunities for growth. Fourth, practice forgiveness, both towards others and yourself. And lastly, remember that you have the power to choose how you respond to every situation, even the ones that leave you feeling regretful. Take a moment right now to reflect on something you're holding onto. Maybe a missed opportunity or a past decision that's weighing on your mind. Can you apply any of these Stoic principles to start letting go? Remember, breaking free from regret isn't about forgetting the past. It's about learning from it and choosing to live in the present moment with clarity and intention. So, keep those ears tuned for tomorrow's episode, where we'll be exploring how to cultivate resilience in the face of adversity. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Because let's face it, everyone needs a bit of strength and simplicity in their lives. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.